fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of December, the last live show we do this week. We got archives Thursday and Friday. The prepper tip of the day is to plan for 2022. Your health, your spiritual life, your social life, your career, and your safety for you and your family. All those plans should be in the works right now. And last but not least, there is no pandemic. There isn't. And we need to keep emphasizing that. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy, which we're living the consequences of right now, by the way. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, where he writes 1 or 2 articles a week. And he has 6 books for sale at Amazon. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we're nearing the end of the year here, about a little more than a week left. And almost all Americans have seen The Wizard of Oz and the famous scene where the man is behind the curtain manipulating everything. And that's the beginning point for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Is the men walking down the street in China, falling face first on the concrete, bleeding out and dying from coronavirus, COVID-19. We now know, if you watch carefully, anybody can know, that these were world-class athletes that could hold their hands below waist level and catch their full body weight before their face hit the concrete. And so the beginning point, we now know, was a man behind the curtain, which discredits everything, and I repeat, everything that comes thereafter, doesn't it, sir?
Well, I guess if that can be proved, it would, yeah.
All you need to do is watch it more carefully. Anybody can prove it to themselves.
Well, you know, there was, they did release this thing in Wuhan, the Chinese authorities, to get it to spread to the rest of the world. This is what they did.
They did. Yeah. They did. You're right. Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah, they released it, and they prevented it from spreading to the rest of China. They quarantined Wuhan off the other cities. They locked people into their, they welded people into their apartments to keep them from leaving.
Well, that also was a Hollywood production, in my opinion, Jeff. The evidence, going back to the man walking down the street, anybody can watch it. The man holds his hands at below waist level. This is a world-class kung fu athlete that has that capability to do that. I didn't know. I didn't see it back in January 2020. I was on my first Caribbean cruise. I wasn't paying that careful attention. But now that I have, I know that it was a fantasy, a well-orchestrated Hollywood production. Well, Jeff, we're about to wrap up the year here. The presidential election begins next month. These presidential elections are now 2 years long. And we'll start hearing about the different potential candidates from both parties. Do you have any thoughts about elections and free and fair elections, which we have midterms now in November, which is, right about 10 months away. If we don't get rid of the Dominion voting machines and the mail-in ballots, is there any hope for our republic, sir?
Presidential elections, 10 months
No, the
away.
Midterms. The midterms are 10 months away.
Elections,
yeah,
so.
November.
Yeah,
November.
Yeah, next year.
It's not much time. Not much time to get rid of the Dominion voting machine, throw them in the ocean, and get rid of the mail-in ballots.
Well, we'll see what happens. There's been a shift in the public opinion, and I think it's going to shift further. But I don't know, given this pace of events, and the way in which the events are being pushed, and the way that we're being lied to about different things, there's one false narrative after another. I don't know that anybody's going to vote for the Democrats when you get 10 months from now, because we're going to know a lot more about the vaccines, and we're going to know a lot more about the illness and about the maladministration. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book is incredibly damning of the entire process, both from the point of view of the corruption of Big Pharma and of government. And I don't know that anybody's reputation is going to survive this. We're looking at a new political landscape. And we're looking at, you know, you look at Germany and Austria. For some reason, these officials want to vaccinate everybody. In Austria, they announced vaccinating people, everybody over the age of 14. In Austria.
Right.
Austria is considered to be on the brink of civil war. Germany has incredible civil unrest. This is the most civil unrest in Germany since the end of World War II. Nobody's seen anything like this before. We don't know whether there's going to be a German friend of mine remarked, this is the way civil wars begin. So, and that's just them. They're going to push us too. In the next 10 months. And I'm not sure that we're going to have working Republican government in a year. I'm not sure. We might. And then again, we might not. It depends on how hard they push this. And they because they've destroyed their own position politically, the administration does. They're destroying the economy. What do you think the country thinks now that he closed the pipeline down? Now, what do you think that they think of that? What do they think all the jobs he's destroyed? And to find out that the lockdowns don't work, that the vaccines don't work, that all the people, look, they're going to destroy the economy again when they force truckers to be vaccinated. And
right.
The truckers say no. So we don't, what, the whole economy could break down. We could be living in something that is completely falling apart. And it's because the administration insists that all truck drivers be vaccinated. And that's going to actually destroy the economy. So what? They want to destroy the economy? Because
that's right.
You can't make people do something they don't want to do. So
it's
madness. So what kind of responsible government is it? It's not. So do they have a chance to win any seats? I think the Democrats are going to turn against the Democratic Party. I think that all of the Republicans who have not stood by and or sat on their hands are going to be finished. I'm not sure we're looking at the same political system next year, late next year. I'm not sure we are.
Well, that's quite a prognostication, and I can't find any really strong disagreement there at all. let's take our first caller here, Jeff. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, good morning. You know, Jeff, I was thinking exactly what you just got through saying this morning. I was talking about that with my wife, because there's so many potentials here. I don't know. You know, they don't want to lose power in any way, shape or form. And so they have so many triggers that they could pull. Financial, the voting machines, they're going to use this COVID. That's one of the reasons I think that they're blowing this Omicron, whatever virus thing up, even though people are seeing how that are catching on to how weak it is, really. It was just out of South Africa that the Omicron, people with Omicron are only 20% as many people going into the hospitals as was Delta. Even though that's seemingly hitting the public narrative, the powers that be in the government are still trying to push all of their agenda and use that to do it. And if there's any way possible, I think that mail-in ballot will be the biggest thing that they try to accomplish, because and they'll use Omicron and Delta and probably a different one before the end of they get to the elections again to justify this mail-in ballot. But I agree with you. I think I'm not sure that there will be a functioning republic. What I find really interesting too, Jeff, and I would like to get your comment on this, is that you see these countries that are quote unquote sort of allies of the United States, Germany, Austria, Australia, Canada. You look at those that are some of our UK, you know, the UK as well. Those are the biggest allies of the United States, and they seem to be targeting and being targeted with all kinds of these restrictions and civil unrest and people fighting back. And they, just like Jim brought up, the reason we're not seeing those kind of things here so much is because this country is armed. But my question or my thought on this is, and I'd like to get your response, is that part of a great big plan to attack, you know, the closest allies, you think, of the United States, and weaken all of those allies at the same time before something is launched? So that was the end of the question there. Just what do you think about that thought process?
Go ahead, Jeff. Your response, sir.
Well, I think Russia and China you can tell you ask any military expert, these countries have been getting ready for war. They've been preparing very, very intensively in the last 18 months, more than that, since the pandemic began. The Chinese military newspapers have been telling their soldiers that this is not a drill. We are going to be going to war with the United States. They make no bones about it. The Chinese leader has said it at the beginning of this year. Xi Jinping said that war with the United States is imminent. You look in Europe and they're frightened that there's going to be an invasion of Ukraine in next month, you know. Is that all about? I believe, you know, the answer lies in Galitzin and Shaina and the writings of the defectors and Viktor Suvorov. Those writings, if you look at them, these writings, Shaina's book 82, Gallitzin's 1984, Suvorov's book Spetsnaz, which I believe was 87 or 88, all of these books contain things that happened after they were written. Very extensive things that happened. And you go to Suvorov's book, Spetsnaz, and he talks about a rapidly spreading viral pandemic before World War III. You have to read the defector literature to see the kind of shape. They didn't know. These defectors, they knew of different plans that they had. These defectors tried to understand them in their own terms to make their predictions about how things would unfold in the future. They had, when you put it all together and you look at what we're seeing now, we're definitely in what Suvorov called the overture, or what the Russian general staff calls it. The overture, of course, is before you have an opera, you hear the overture. The overture is the part that comes before the war. And I think we're definitely in the pre-war period, the overture period. And, you know, whatever is going wrong with their overture, whatever is going right, they're really committed. They can't pull back. Their fat is in the fire. They have to go forward. They have to carry out their plan now, because they've done things that now they're going to be detected in this. They're going to be found out. And unless they follow through, they're going to collapse. I mean, a Wall Street banker told me, I've mentioned this before, he's an expert on economic warfare. He said, by the end of the second quarter of next year, China's economy will collapse. That's how hard they're pushing their economy into a war economy. The Russians have also pushed their economy. You talk to Russians about conditions, economic conditions, for the average Russian in Russia. They are not having a very nice time because everything's being pushed for the military economy. So we're heading into something next year that's very dangerous, much more dangerous than anything we've ever faced in our lives. You know, you hear talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis and all these other things, you know, Putin talking about, oh, this could, you know, the world could, civilization could be turned to nuclear ash. You know, why are they talking this way? They didn't talk this way, you know, in the 1990s, you know, or in the decade of preparation for this war, the first decade of this century. They've been building up, and they've been infiltrating our government, our system, and putting these kind of corrupt politicians in. Corrupt politicians are like putty in their hands. They can do anything with these people. Someone like Fauci, someone like Biden, they can do anything they want with them, because they cannot... A corrupt man cannot chart his own course. And they know exactly how to get at these corrupt people, both to appeal to them. You know, I've talked about the yin and way before, where they say, why sew up their pockets? Make them rich. Make them our partners in getting. But we don't care about the money. We just care about the power. And, you know, they can shoot everybody later when they've taken over.
You bring up a interesting question that I have also been thinking about, Jeff. What about if Russia and China are both bankrupting themselves to go after to build this war economy? And if there is nuclear war, they're going to lose millions, hundreds of millions of people. And it's going to turn the United States into a wasteland, because if they use EMPs, we've got all of these nuclear reactors that are going to go, you know, go belly up and turn it into a wasteland. I don't see how both of those things don't seem very well thought out in the long term.
No, it is very well thought out. I mean, look, the turning America into a wasteland is a strategy of last resort. They only do that if they think they're going to lose.
That's right. That's exactly right. Jeff, hold on. Kyle, hold on. We got a break.
Okay.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for 2 memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale on EMP Shield devices ends the end of the business day, Friday the 24th, if you want to get in on that. Building with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, there's a way for people to subscribe to your articles. Please let them know how to do that, please, sir.
Yeah, but below every article or video is a PayPal button for subscribing. That helps. It's a voluntary subscription that supports the site, allows me to continue my work.
All right. Kyle, anything else before we move on, sir?
Yeah, I do. Just a question here, Jeff. So if a country, I mean, in any time you, I mean, when I've looked into some different warfares and how throughout history too, and I'm thinking that if you deplete your resources at home down dramatically, and then you try to conquer another country or countries that are somewhat vast in particular, like as in effect Russia trying to take over all of Europe, and or China trying to take over the North America, which they would have to take Canada as well. And I don't think Canada would be much of a problem, but the armed citizenry of this country is going to be a problem for them. It seems to me that you, if you're already depleting everything, your resources to, in order to accomplish that, how are you going to maintain it, you know, in long term? I don't guess I get the thought process there very well.
Well, that's the communist thought process. Well, remember that Russia is the largest country in the world, and China is the most populous country in the world, and it's a country as big as the United States. These countries have vast resources, vast human resources. They have capabilities. You wouldn't imagine that they would be running out of resources, would you? But what has happened is, especially in China, why the economy is going to collapse is because they don't really have a real market economy. They have a market economy in some things, but the all their large corporations and even mid-sized corporations have secret party committees that make investment decisions for the companies. In fact, executives have complained in China, we need to make investments based on economics, not on the politics of the party. And the party has been strategically directing investment. And of course, they have massive malinvestment in China. This has been going on for 20 years because they've been preparing for their long-range strategy of attacking the U.S. So they don't think in terms of the malinvestment and the economic consequences. So now they're facing some of those consequences. But even more than that, the effects of the COVID attack. Here, communists think, well, we'll just tighten everybody's belt. But the effects of the economic attack through COVID on the United States and the West, the whole world economy with these lockdowns has taken a notch down. Well, China as a supplier and exporter has lost business overseas because there isn't the business to be had anymore. So that has hit their economy at the same time that the malinvestment is hitting their economy and their funny way of doing their domestic real estate market. A third of China's economy is in their own domestic real estate, which of course reflects the problems with banking, because people who see malinvestment, they think, well, we're going to put it all in real estate, right? So they've screwed up their economy so badly that there's no way back. And they didn't, you know, this is the thing about plans. People, no plan survives contact with the enemy. Where with the communists, no plan survives, you know, contact with their ill-begotten economic notions. You know, you think about this date in history, 22 June 1941. Those that know that date, that's the date that the Nazis attacked the Soviet Union. The partners, you know, Soviet Union partnered with Nazi Germany to exploit Nazi Germany, to use Nazi Germany, as Stalin said, as the icebreaker of the revolution, to cause a war that would exhaust the Western powers while the Soviet Union sat on the sidelines and built itself up. Well, Hitler realized what they were doing. He got angry and he attacked them, and their armies collapsed. It was the biggest military disaster any country has ever suffered in history. Army after army captured or destroyed, all the way to the gates of Moscow. I mean, that's hundreds of kilometers. And they and everybody thought at the time that the Soviet Union was going to fall. It came very, very close. And that was their great plan in World War II, was to get the Allies and the Germans and the Japanese and the Americans to fight each other while they just sat back and got powerful. It didn't work out. And so their plans always have this feature.
You're kind of, in a sense, you're almost making my point with what I was thinking. I think it does look like a malformed plan that in the end will fail. On one quick note, John, did you know that the life expectancy in the United States because of COVID, they're saying now, is down 1.8 years in this 1 year? Just was reported.
Well, right. Well, it's going to be from the vaccine deaths is what it's going to be from.
Yeah,
Kyle, thank
I agree.
Thank you for your
All
call.
Right,
we appreciate it.
Thanks.
We got about an hour break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday. I think I'm back. Wednesday, the 22nd of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. Just put it right in your browser. You'd be there pretty quick. Yes, I do private consultations this time of year, especially in people planning for the new year. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. New things being posted at my COVID-19 section. The interview with Chris Martinson, interviewing, what's this guy's name? Matthias DeSmet, I think is how it said. A very important interview concerning the psychological implications of what's been going on the past 24 months. And, of course, energy cleaners, check them out at my website if you want to get your life back and tired of the arthritis pain. You might want to check out the energy cleaner and place your order, and we'll get those to you as quick as we can. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. Jeff, our next caller is Stuart in West Virginia. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, John and Jeff. So the plot is thickening because you might have seen that last week Trump did a rally with Bill O'Reilly in Dallas. And during that rally, he really doubled down on his support of vaccines, not just vaccines, but boosters. Said that he had a booster, and Bill O'Reilly immediately chimed in and said, yeah, I've had the booster too. So it was basically advertising. And also, Trump outright pandered to the audience by saying, we did this, we created this vaccine and, you know, record time, unprecedented achievement, amazing accomplishment. And, of course, there wasn't one person in 10,000 in the audience who had anything to do with the creation of this vaccine, you know, unless they were all from the CDC or Pfizer or something. So it was just outright pandering. And whenever you see that from a major politician, that's very concerning. But the point is that we know for a fact that this is the most dangerous, quote, vaccine that's ever been created in history. And yet Trump, in a very weird political calculus, is siding with Joe Biden. He's aligning with Joe Biden. So either this is pride and hubris on Trump's part. He just cannot admit, because he's narcissistic, he just can't admit that he made a mistake. Or Trump is compromised. And
well,
he's sold out. And that's my view is he's sold out.
Well, Stuart, my belief is similar to yours, but I don't believe the sellout was voluntary. I believe that President, and I don't have evidence, but I do know that out of 195 presidents, prime ministers, and kings, only five of those men resisted the COVID, and they're all five dead. I think that they threatened President Trump's family. I don't have evidence, but that's my belief. Jeff, any follow-up, sir?
Well, if you go back to the battle that happened last year in the White House over what the reaction to the vaccine would be, the man who I voted for president in the primaries in 2016 was Ben Carson. And Ben Carson was fighting for vaccines. And I know people that were working with him to try to convince Trump to go against vaccines. Ben Carson was against the vaccines. Ben Carson wanted viral remedies, other remedies, which would have been safer. Because anybody who's really smart about medicine knows that rushing vaccines, it says in that Vaccine Act that they passed to indemnify the drug companies, the justification is all vaccines are inherently dangerous. They are. You know, you're messing with your immune system. And this is a new experimental technology. So what I would say is that there were people who fought for that, but Trump was convinced. You have people like Mark Meadows, who was Trump's chief of staff, who had connections as I believe he was a congressman from North Carolina. He had connections to the drug companies, to Big Pharma. So you had these powerful Republican interests that were pushing for the vaccine solution, and it sounded so good, right? For people that didn't really understand, they thought, oh, yeah, we're all vaccinated. It works. And I think it was a lack of understanding on the part of a lot of people who thought this was going to be a solution.
But, you know, Jeff, the facts are now in, and he's completely ignoring the facts. You know, the death,
well,
the maiming.
Well, he always has. He's never been a studied person. Trump has never studied the facts. He doesn't read, you know, he doesn't read books. Right. He probably has never really read a book completely through his whole life.
True enough. And John, I agree with you 100% that they threatened Trump, because his actions at the end of his presidency were just strange. For example, you know, pardoning that rogues gallery of criminals and yet not lifting a finger for Assange, not lifting a finger for Snowden. I mean, it just the whole thing just reeked of being controlled.
It did. You're right. Stuart, thank you for your call, sir. We need to move on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello. Yes, good morning, John and Jeff. John, it's good to hear that you put Desmet's mass formation psychology interview with Chris Martinson up. I think Robert Malone also made a short video on that after Chris Martinson brought it out in the first place. So let's give Chris some credit. He has done very good work. And I don't think that Chris Martinson, hardly anything, I mean, he's researched everything that he talks about. And he's very intelligent, and he made it in business. So made it, meaning the higher level than most all of us. I wanted to bring up about the graphene oxide and the allegations of it cutting capillaries and things. I haven't seen any article that says this. Brown University article. I'm hearing noise in the background. Maybe, John, you need to mute or something. But graphene microsheets enter cells through spontaneous membrane penetration at edge asperities. That article seems to just be molecular calculations, computer calculations, showing that the energy for graphenes to enter a cell from certain points on the graphene are lower, and that's how it happens is what they're surmising. Jeff, did you made a mention about it last week. Did you find a particular article? Do you have that handy at some point? Indicating that graphene.
Well, there's quite a few of them online. There was an article from Brown University from 2013 about graphene particles that were thin, you know, one atom thick. You know, graphene hydroxide, that they would cut the cells. They would chop you up at the nano level, at the cellular level, cause a lot of damage.
Well, I'd like to see that article, because the article I addressed just now is from July 9, 2013. The actual article, it's on PNAS, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Graphene microsheets enter cells through spontaneous membrane penetration at edge asperities and corner sites.
Brown University article? That sounds like it's from the Brown University article, isn't it?
It's linked from the article that Brown University wrote. So I think this is supporting information. It's edited by someone at the University of Illinois Champaign Urbana. The authors and affiliations. Let me click on that. Oh, School of Engineering at Brown University. Three Brown authors and one Chinese author.
That's the article I'm referring to, and I have friends who found that there were other publications about this at other institutions that, you know, made discoveries like this. So it's been known that nanoparticles can be very dangerous at this level because they actually are sharp, and they call it nanotoxicity in that article. So this forms a kind of nanotoxicity. It's a new kind of toxicity, and my understanding is that once it gets in the body, it doesn't leave, and it does continual damage, and it has implications for, you know, causing inflammation and cancer, and other problems, bleeding, and so on.
Yeah. Well, if you can dig up the articles that actually say that, this particular one doesn't seem to say anything like that. To me,
anything like, well, look, the Brown University article just says that they talk, right? Doesn't that article you've got there talk? You said you could, it connected to Brown University article, right?
This is connected to this publication is by three Brown authors, and it's also a sub article, like summary article, maybe, is presented at Brown University. Anyway, if you do,
I believe the article uses the term nanotoxicity in it.
It may use it. Okay, it sounds actually like a different article, maybe, than the one I'm reading. So if you do have that, I had sent you this one before. If you can find it, it would be great, because I didn't find that information. I will look. for that then, further. Yeah, I want to say that Patrick Slattery and Mark Collette were on yesterday. They gave a very interesting talk, and just preface this by saying that that Moses was leading people out of the wilderness, and the people were grumbling. They were grumbling at the manna. What God gave them was sustenance to eat. He gave them something real. He gave them something verifiable, and they went towards false gods. Okay, so Slattery brings up about Kaufman's virus non-isolation bunk, and he says that, listen, it took me 30 seconds or less to search and find that the virus has been isolated in terms of sequencing many, 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 many times. And Mark Collette, again, points out he's there, yes, and the disease is real. It has been inflated. It has been inflated, but it is very real. And if you go out and tell people whose father died from this, who had the flu a few years earlier and didn't die, but is dying from this, if you tell them that there's no virus or that it's not dangerous or it's just the flu, they get very upset because it's not true. It's not in the reality. It's not in the mainstream reality. It's not in any normal person's reality. I think we need to deal with the manna that's real and not come up with irrational absolutism statements, you know, absolute statements which are not even based in fact and cannot really be supported. I'm hearing these coming out.
It isn't a flu. It's a vascular disease, actually.
Yeah.
And I think that's been repeated in the medical journals over and over again, that COVID-19 is a vascular disease.
Yes, it's referred to that by many, and, you know, whatever. But, you know, the existence of the virus is pretty well established in the scientific community. And whether it's transmitted in some other ways as well, who knows? But then we have McCanny coming on, you know, and saying that Delta and Omicron, he's at least putting great doubt on it as if they don't even exist, if I heard right. And this is just... and then he admits that he's not following it. Well, why speak? The real problem we have are people like Kaufman coming out and false information coming out, and then the alt media has no impact on reality. In other words, the man on the street that you talk to, you can't even talk to him. He won't listen to you. And so if you listen to Patrick Slattery's talk from yesterday on RBN, he gives things at a professorial level. And, if you further want to hear what happened in China, Li Meng Wang has talked about this. And if you further want to find out what was, and there was a day with the experts at a church in Pinellas County, Florida, probably Tampa area, right? And Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, D.C., doctor of chiropractic, he was very good at breaking down and telling us all about the immune system and how it works at a level that anybody can understand with pictures and all the different cells. I thought it was amazing. And then Dr. Joseph Fitzgerald, who was on with an intelligent guy who reads papers on RBN. okay, he's a new guest. So if you want to hear that, you can find this at gracenetwork.us/COVID. And, of course, they had other big names there. They had Peter McCullough, Carrie Made. I think Mikovits was supposed to be there, but I think her husband just passed. And Robert Malone was there, and Sherry Tenpenny, and Larry Pilevsky. So this is some really good stuff from a small venue coming out. So listen to Chris Steiner on RBN. He actually reads papers and has a pretty good understanding of them. And this is what we need. We need people who deal with real manna and don't go towards false information and false gods and saying there's, you know, nothing's happening and whatever. I mean, there's nothing more I can say. I'll end the year with that. Let's deal with real information.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. All right. Any response before we move on to our next caller here, Jeff? Okay, Jeff's on mute, so I guess he doesn't have a response. We go next to Dan in Wisconsin. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me okay, John?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I'll be brief. Hey, my son, I just took my youngest son, 2-year-old, to the hospital over the weekend. He had an upper respiratory problem. He had trouble breathing. I have asthma myself, so I recognize it, that his breathing was tight. Anyway, they ran the COVID test, influenza test, and RSV, because that's going around right now. Everything come up negative. But he was still, you know, they couldn't figure it out. So anyway, he ended up getting transferred over to Minnesota to Children's Hospital. Get this. Not one time did one doctor ever speak to me or my wife. It was all nurse practitioners.
Well, that's that was the way this is going. You're right. Yep. Right. Anything else?
And they never did. They never diagnosed them with anything. Never died. I said I had asthma, and they related to that it was an inheritance.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks
for
the call.
Buddy.
We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might,
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take one last call here, Jeff. Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, hi. Thank you for taking my call, John. I really appreciate it. And Jeff, I just wanted to call in response to the last caller. You know, whether you believe it exists or not, I don't think it's the point. What he's citing and all these people Patrick Slattery is not a doctor, okay? And he's also citing, he tends to run everybody down constantly that doesn't agree with him. The point I want to make is that no matter who was tested for COVID-19, they had to be tested, whether they got in or the common cold or a bad flu. They had to be tested, and what they use to test them with is the PCR flawed tests that we all know are flawed and that they can ramp them up and make anything positive that they want. So that's the only way they test for this thing. So no matter what the guy says, there's no evidence that anybody has the COVID-19 because it's all being tested through the PCR tests. If he can show me one example of a person that, or one example to anybody here on that air that can say that they were tested positive by some other means, I'll gladly throw in the towel.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right, Charlie.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Charlie.
I don't know. He's obsessed, I think. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Jeff, about 90 seconds to summarize your thoughts for the day and the week, sir.
Well, I sent you, John, an email with the Brown University article in it.
Okay.
About the sharp nanoparticles and nanotoxicity from Brown. you know, it's interesting, the controversies over science. I think when you people, I would encourage everybody to read about Louis Pasteur and how vaccines were developed, because it was discovered accidentally when he was in, I think it was chicken cholera, and he'd injected chickens with something. He'd gone like away for a week, and the disease had sat in a petri dish and was no longer that viable. But yet the chickens he injected, suddenly he realized when he injected them with the real disease, they lived. That was kind of an accidental. And a lot of people don't know this, but ever since they developed vaccines and they saw what viruses were a cause of illness, they've never been able to show viruses attacking tissue, because the action is they just find the desiccated matter in the action. So it's a really weird thing in science about where they can't see something, but they know it's happening. And I think a lot of people are getting confused when they're looking at virology is very problematic science. And the methodology that was developed back then is reflected in what they do now. And this is where the public can get confused. So I just thought I'd lay that out there.
That's good. Yeah. The Brown University article will be on my website before the day is over. Thank you, sir. All right. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll be back next Monday. God bless all of you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.